We continue our learning. We begin the fifth parak of Bava Kava, parakei Mishnah Aleph. Shur shenogach es hapara. You have a case where a short time gores a para. Now, this para was pregnant. V'nimtza ubara bitzida. And after we come on the scene and we see that the fetus of this pregnant cow is now lying on the ground, which means that we have edim, witnesses who see that the shor gored the para, the cow, and afterwards they see that the para died, and the fetus is also dead lying on the side. And what are we unsure of? V'en yadua imad shalonig. So we're not sure whether or not the para gave birth to this miscarried, aborted this fetus prior to the goring, and the goring had nothing to do with the miscarriage, or maybe no, the shore gored the para, and because of that, now when after that the goring, it miscarried. So it's unclear to us whether the owner of the shore will have to pay for the value of the fetus. Because it caused the miscarriage. So that is the suffix in the Mishnah. So Mishnah here says, Mishalem chatzi nezek lapara. So remember, this is a shor tam. So the owner of the shor tam has to pay chatzi nezek for the dead cow. That's obvious to us. Urevia nezek lavlad. And a quarter nezek for the vlad, which means you take the vlad, let's say the fetus was worth $100. So he's going to pay $25. Why? Well, if you knew that it gored, you'd only have to pay $50 anyway, because it's a short time. You pay $50. But since we're unsure whether or not the owner of the shore should have to pay at all for the fetus, so therefore it's like we split it, and he's only going to have to pay $25. He only pays a quarter. The Gemara explains that the author of our Mishnah is Sumchus. Sumchus is of the opinion where we have mamon hamutol besafek cholkin, where we have money and it's literally placed in a doubt, which we're meaning we're unsure what to do with the money. So the halacha is that we split it. So therefore, he only pays a quarter of the vlad and not chatzi nezek as he normally would for the shor tam. We're unsure what had happened. But we don't follow Sumchus. We follow the opinion of the Chachamim, which is zeh klal gadol bedin. There's a general rule when it comes to these legal proceedings, hamotzi mechavera olavaraya, which means, according to the Chachamim, the Baal HaShor doesn't have to pay anything for the vlad because the burden of proof is upon the one who wants to exact money. So if the owner of the cow wants to exact money from the owner of the shore of the ox for the vlad, for the fetus, he has to bring proof that indeed it miscarried because of the goring. And since we're unsure, nothing has to be paid. And we follow the opinion of the Chachamim. If you look at the Ramam, Hilchos, Nizkei Mamon, Perek Tes, Halachos, Beis, and Gimel. And then the Mishnah says, similarly, V'chein para shenegacha es ha-shenegacha es ha-shor, and then say, V'nimsa v'lada b'tzida. So here we have a case that where the para gored the shore. The para gored the shore. The other way around. And now the shore died. And we find that the vlad is on the side. Here the vlad is alive. The vlad is alive. And the question is, our question now is, V'en yadua im ad shalom nagcha yolda. Here we're not talking about payment for a dead fetus. Here we're speaking about, do we assume that the animal was, the para was pregnant when it gored the ox? Here the other way, it's not the ox goring the cow, but the cow is goring the ox. And we want to know, was the cow pregnant when it did the goring, or did it give birth and it did the goring of the ox after it gave birth? Why should that matter? So here, there's a halacha, if you remember, migufa, that a short tam, in this case is a paratam, paratama, only pays migufa. You never pay more than the value of the animal that did the goring. So let's say we have a case where the para is not here. The para is lost. We don't know what the value of the para is. And the only thing that's here is this live calf that was born. So can we collect the chatzi nezek from this calf? Because this is the only gufo that we have. On the one hand, we'll say, well, maybe this was involved in the goring. And well, because it was the animal with the para was pregnant, and therefore part of the calf was included in the force of the goring that took place, and therefore there's a migufo payment, and you could collect the migufo, the chatzi nezek, from the value of the calf, assuming that the calf is worth that amount. Or do we say no? You can't use take the calf into account. The calf was not involved in the goring at all, and there's no migufo in. You don't have a cow, so then there's nothing to pay for. So here, what do? You collect reva hanezek, a quarter. The victim is able to collect a quarter of the nezek from the guf of the vlad, based on this same halacha, based on sumchus mamon hamuto basafek cholkim. We split. That's what we do as well. In fact, we could have a similar situation as well. Let's say even if par is not lost, the par is here, but the guf of the par itself is not enough of the value of the whole chatzi nezek. The shore that was killed, that was gored, is worth $500. And this para itself is worth only $100. So what is the chatzi nezek is $250, and this para is only worth $100. So we like to get as much out of the guf as we can. Now the para, all you can get is $100. Can we take the vlad into account? So this is also, you can only collect half of the moser, whatever the excess is. Let's say the excess here, well the para is worth $100, and the shore that would have killed is $500, and the chatzi nezek is $250. That means there's the extra $150 that hasn't been paid of the chatzi nezek. Can we collect that from the vlad? Let's say the vlad, for some reason, worth a lot of money. So the answer is you can't collect all of that. You can only collect you can collect only half of that of the value of the moser of the excess from that vlad. Of course, the chachamim hold we don't collect anything from the vlad. If the para is lost, nothing you can do about it. And if the par is here and you can't get the full migufo, you can't include any migufo payment from the vlad, because hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. Of course, if it becomes clear that in fact the par was pregnant at the time it did the goring, even if the par was lost, we can collect the whole chatzi nezek from the vlad, because the vlad was part of the force. Then it's considered one guf with the para. Perakei Mishnah base. Hakador shehichnis kederosav lachatzar balabai shaloberushus. You have a person who's a potter. He makes earthenware vessels. He brought his earthenware vessels into the courtyard of a balabais without asking permission. He had a lot to schlep. Figured the guy won't mind and placed them in the person's yard. And what happened? Vishibra son behem tosha balabais. And the animal of the balabais is walking around the yard and breaks these pots. So the halacha is potter. The owner of the animal doesn't have to pay, because the person, he could tell the potter, listen, who gave you permission to put your pots in my yard? I don't have to pay. And not only that, vimhuska behem, let's say the animal of the owner of the house became injured because of these pots. It slipped on them or cut its foot on them. Bal hakaderos chayv. So the owner of the pots, who had no permission to place them in the yard, has to pay for the injury. Has to pay for the damage to the animal. Vimhichas berishos. But let's say he gave permission for him to place them there. Meaning the earthen, where the potter says to the owner, "Can I place my pots in your yard?" He says, "Sure, you can place them here." So then, bal hakatzer chayv. If the animal of the owner of the house destroys, ruins, breaks the pots, so he has to pay for them. Why? Because he gave him rishus to bring in the pots. The assumption of giving permission to place them there is that you're going to guard your animal and make sure that those pots don't get destroyed, are not damaged at all. And the same thing would be true regarding the animal. The owner of if the owner of the chatzer's animal slips or injures himself on the pot, the owner of the pots doesn't have to pay, because the shmira is on the bala chatzer to guard his animal. Once you give permission for this guy to place the pots in your yard, then you have to make sure A, that your animal doesn't destroy them, and B, that your animal doesn't get hurt by them. And if it does, that's your problem. That is the opinion of the Chachamim, and we'll see that Rebbe disagrees in the next Mishnah, that's not true. In fact, we follow Halacha like Rebbe, which is just because you give permission for someone to place the items in your yard doesn't mean you're accepting Shmira. Mishnah continues, what about the following? Hichnis perosav l'chatzar balabais shel berushos. Person brought his produce into the yard of the balabais without rishos. V'achla son behem tosha balabais. And the behema of the balabais ate them. So according to this Mishnah, potter. Of course, the Baal HaBayis doesn't have to pay because I didn't give you permission to put the fruit in here. V'imhuska bahen, Baal HaPeros chayv. And if, let's say, the animal slipped on them, on the produce, let's say, and was injured, the Baal HaPeros, the one who placed the fruit there, the produce there, without permission, has to pay for an injury to the animal. Let's say, though, the animal ate from the fruit the Gemara speaks about and ate a lot, and now it gets so sick because of it, and let it get sick and it dies. So from overeating. Then the Baal HaPeros doesn't have to pay for that injury to the animal, because so we say, shahayal el shalot tochal. That's the owner's problem. That's the animal's problem. We don't assume that should be the problem of the owner of the produce to make sure that the animal doesn't eat too much. The animal brought that upon himself. You can't be mechayev of the Baal HaPeros for that. The Baal HaBayis is around. He has to make sure his animal doesn't overeat. Then the Mishnah says, Ovim hichnis, berishus, but this is speaking about not the potter, again, in the case of the fruit. If he had permission to bring it in, Baal HaChatzah gave him permission, then Baal HaChatzah chayev. Then the Baal HaChatzah will be chayev if his animal eats from the peros, and the owner of the fruit doesn't have to pay if the animal, the Baal HaChatzah, slips or gets hurt. This, as we said, is all the opinion of the Chachamim, and we'll see Rebbe's opinion who disagrees in the next Mishnah.